Good morning. You are listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org, the sound of Centenary, streaming from Hackettstown, New Jersey. I'm your host, Katie Peters, and joining me this week is special guest senior Julie Wright. So, Julie, thanks for being
here. Hello. Thank you for having me.
So today I'm just going to ask you some random questions about, you know, being a student at Centenary, your college experience since you are a senior, and then you're also involved in a really cool company called New Media Comedy.
Yes.
So I want to ask you about that later, too.
Yeah, lay it on me.
But to start off, so you are a senior this year.
Mm-hmm.
How has your time been at Centenary the past almost 4 years?
Not as I was expecting,
okay.
I'll say that. It's kind of just like a bigger high school, and you never think you're going to go back to high school, but it kind of is just like a bigger, more targeted towards what you want high school, in my opinion. But I've liked it so far. I mean, there's some things on the academic side for sure that are a little screwy, and a couple things athletically that are a little screwy. But at the same time, it's a small school. You get that home environment feeling. You can't really expect much because there's not a lot of funding. But other than that, the friendships I've made here and even the professors I've met have just been, like, outstanding. But the things that are wrong academically and things like that are not the professors' faults by any means. So I've really enjoyed my professors here. How about you? Have you enjoyed them?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Actually. My high school was, like, actually the same size as this.
No way!
Yeah, so I didn't really... Like, I was close to some, like, teachers, I guess, not professors, but it wasn't, like, as one-on-one, because I like how small the classes are here, you know?
Yeah, I do, too.
I like that part about it. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, some of mine... Because I'm a business minor, so some of my business professors have been a little tough. I've loved every communication professor I've had, though.
Yeah, same. There's nothing wrong with that program.
Yeah. So what is your major/minor, like, officially?
Officially, I've switched, like, 3 times, but officially it's film studies, and I'm not really minoring in anything because
okay.
I don't think anyone in our, like, profession really even looks at that. Like, as long as you're a communications major with, like, a concentration, I don't think they really care if you have a minor or not. But business, I should have had in retrospect. You were smart on that part.
I figured it was just, you know, broad, but... I mean,
well, you're educating yourself because you want to know, like, the numbers and, like, stuff
yeah.
like that. Like, when you're making a deal and things, it's good to know for yourself. Like, I have no idea. I really should have taken advantage of having a good business program here.
And you play softball, correct?
Yes, I do.
How do you balance being a student athlete?
A lot of snaps. it's difficult at times, but... This year, hopefully, it'll be better because I have a lot of, like, out-of-class classes, like internships, and I have to take an independent study next semester, to live on campus because you have to take 12 credits. But, no, it gets to be really difficult, especially dealing with, like, relationships as well, like friendships and stuff like that and family life. It's just – it gets really hard, but – when you're in season, luckily people understand that. So the people, I guess, make it a lot easier as well by being understanding and supportive.
And do you enjoy being a resident on campus?
Yes. Yeah, I enjoy it. I couldn't imagine doing what you do, honestly. Oh, my God. It would drive me insane. I'm not a big fan of driving, so, yeah, that would suck. Mm. Also, I think you live a lot closer, right?
How? Yeah, like 40 minutes.
Oh, no, never mind. You don't live a lot closer.
It's all right.
I take that back. Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like having the cafeteria 3-minute walk away. That's really nice. Like, always having a meal you can rely on is, like, pretty important when you're in school, I feel like. Yeah, I mean, I've had no bad experiences here living on campus.
So what made you decide to go to Centenary?
This is going to sound really stupid, but I played on a softball team my whole life that was the Central Jersey Cyclones, and I just wanted to be a Cyclone. I didn't really care what school it was.
It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it is. But luckily they had what I was looking for. I came in as a creative writing major, and thank God they had we had a communications department, because I don't know what I would have done. I don't like the idea of like transferring and like jumping ship and like going somewhere else, like where you don't know your credits are going to transfer and stuff like that. So I really like that I was able to stay.
What made you want to change majors?
I guess the fact that here at Centenary, I felt like was really strong in a professional writing, but they didn't offer too many creative writing classes, which is what I came in for. I wanted to like write short stories or write screenplays. So I still wanted to be like in that realm of like writing for production, but I really thought that I was gonna write screenplays and stuff like that instead of doing this. But once I realized that the professional writing program was just so much more prominent here, and all my professors were like trying to force me to do professional writing, and I was like, no, I seriously don't want to do it. I kind of jumped ship and went to TV radio, which I did not understand was really that different from film, and then I finally switched to film.
And do you wish that you went to a bigger school, or are you happy that you chose Centenary?
I think I'm happy I chose Centenary. I think if I went to a bigger school, I would get no work done because I'd be going out all the time. It'd be really hard to focus.
And are you generally away on the weekends, or are you like, do you feel like residents here are engaged with the Hackettstown community, or is it more of like a backpack school, quote unquote?
In some respects, it is a backpack school for sure. We struggle getting students to stay on campus, but at the same time, my friends stay, so I'm usually like good with that. Involvement with the community lacks a little bit, but at the same time, whenever they have something going on, I know we always like run volunteer shuttles like back and forth, and we're always trying to get involved. But the community here doesn't really give back to us in any sense, so they actually hate that we're here.
What do you want to do after graduation?
I'm probably going to look for work in New York. Professor Boris, I can never say his last name.
Gavrilovic?
I just don't even try.
I think something like that.
Yeah, something along those lines. He's always trying to help me find like ways into being a production assistant, which is really awesome. Like that's what I'm so thankful about being here for, because like he actually cares about like what I'm gonna do after this. He's always on the internet like looking for things, contacting people, and making sure that I have something when I leave here. So I don't know, probably just being a production assistant and working my way up.
And what does being production assistant entail?
Basically just running around for like movie sets. Like if an actor wants something, you go and get it, you wake them up and stuff like that. But eventually like they trust you enough and they trust your opinion, and you could give little suggestions, but really you're not doing anything creative. But you can work your way up and just make like networking connections, you know? So that's why I would do it, and the pay is consistent.
So I know you mentioned before that you were originally a creative writing major. So is that what you always imagined you'd do? Because, like, is the communication field something that's, you know, you never thought you'd go into?
It's not that I never thought I'd go into it. I never thought I could make a career out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of understood that off the bat. But I always made videos, like, when I was younger. Like, I had a YouTube channel. Like, I always was creating these, like, silly videos with my friends. But for the most part, I really like coming up with ideas, like bigger picture stuff. I really like thinking of, that's why like TV shows interest me a lot, because how do you think of that stuff in advance? That's like, it's got to be at least like 60 hours worth of like thinking, you know what I mean? Depending on how many seasons you have.
So what advice would you give to an incoming freshman at Centenary?
I would say don't rush it. If you don't know what you don't want to be, kind of just do everything at first and then kind of see what you like. Make a pros and cons list if you have to and figure it out along the way. But it's no rush. Unless you're like a junior and you have no idea what you want to do, then you kind of got to choose. But go with the flow. Try not to, I don't know how to say this. Try not to like sweat the things you can't control. You'll know when you know.
And what do you wish, what's something that you wish someone would have told you when you started?
I guess the same thing, like don't sweat the small stuff, like, things will just fall into place. Now I'm a firm believer that, like, things just work out. If you have a good work ethic in general, things usually will just work out in your favor because you won't let yourself fail.
Is there anything that you wish Centenary could improve on, whether it's, you know, department-wise, student activities, anything like that?
Nothing department-wise. I would just say I wish we had a larger selection of professors. I mean, I only have one professor that can teach me anything because he's the only one that is qualified to.
Right.
Although I love him and he's taught me, like, so much, there's only so much you can learn from one professor, I feel. There's so many different perspectives you can be learning from, and we really lack that.
What are some of your best memories at Centenary? Any classes?
Probably coming out with my first short film, even though, like, looking back, it's not the greatest. But, like, just, like, doing that all on my own and knowing it really came from hard work and so many hours just felt so good, so rewarding. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
What was your film about?
It was a psychological thriller. It was called Despondent, and it was about this guy who was, like, he was depressed because he lost his husband and his daughter in a car crash, I guess. And he was, like, going to therapy, and he just was, like, losing touch with reality because he was, like, going insane and stuff. So it was, like, scary, and there wasn't too much on, like, the exposition about, like, the car crash or anything. It was just about, like, him going insane.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was a little cool.
So, shifting off of Centenary, what is New Media Comedy?
New Media Comedy is who I work for right now, and they are a small, hopefully going to be big, media company. We make videos on Instagram, YouTube, and for Amazon Prime. We just recently signed a deal with DC Comics, and we are making a show for them called Deconstructed, and that's going to, if all goes well, because we're filming it right now, which I think it will because I've been a part of the crew, and it looks pretty good. I think it's pretty funny. If DC picks that up, that will be going on DC's streaming network.
Okay.
But we've been in contact with them doing whatever they say. So, like, if they don't like it, that would be really disappointing and misleading.
And how did you get involved with the company?
I got really, really lucky. My dad owns a office building in my hometown, Colonia, New Jersey. And since he obviously knows that I love film and I want to be behind the camera and all that stuff, he was like, oh my God, Jules, you should see, like, this studio just moved to my basement. They're called this, like, maybe you, like, email the guy, like, it's awesome. Like, you would be in heaven if you went down there. And I was like, oh my God, sick. So I was really scared at first, and I was, like, a sophomore. So I was like, do I really need to be doing this right now? Like, getting an internship. But I just emailed the guy in charge, who is Jim Mindrinos. And he was like, yeah, come on down. So I went to their first shoot and never stopped going.
Did you have any background before that in, like, shooting and technical things?
No, not, like, professionally by any means. But, like, I did luckily have experience with editing software because, like I said, I did make YouTube videos. So I would use, like, Windows Live Movie Maker and, like, just shoot silly stuff with my friends. But no, really no experience.
And on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis, what do you generally do there?
Currently, I'm editing a lot of stuff for them. Since we're finally getting deals from, like, Amazon and stuff like that, and we're trying to make, like, things worthy for Netflix and other streaming networks, I don't really have the freedom to just run around and shoot, like, crazy stuff with my coworkers. We kind of just have to, like, buckle down and, like, edit things together and kind of take some of the workload off of Jim, who is always, like, always there, always putting in the time. So, yeah, right now I would say editing, like, cleaning the studio for shoots is mostly what I'm doing right now.
Do you plan on staying there part-time after graduation, or what do you think you're going to do?
Definitely in some respects, but there's no money right now coming in, so it's hard to stay anywhere too long where there's no money coming in. I mean, I love that place, but at the same time, I need to, like, make a living.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It gets difficult.
So that's all I had prepared. Is there anything else that you want to talk about that I haven't covered?
No, you were pretty thorough.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. You are listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org, streaming live from Centenary University in Hackettstown, New Jersey. I'm your host, Katie Peters, and I wanted to thank once again my guest for today was Julie Wright. So thank you, Julie, for being here. Now shifting gears a little bit for the sports schedule for this week. So tomorrow on the 19th, women's basketball will be home playing against Drew University at 6 p.m. And men's basketball will be home playing against Marywood University at 8 p.m. Then on the 21st, men's basketball will be at Rutgers-Newark at 7 p.m. rather. And then this Saturday, the 23rd, the wrestling team will be at the Doug Parker Invitational starting at 9 a.m. Also on the 23rd, women's basketball will be at SUNY Delhi starting at 2 p.m. And men's basketball will also be at SUNY Delhi this Saturday, and their game starts at 4 p.m. As far as student happenings on campus for the week, student course evaluations are due at the end of this week, so any students enrolled in classes here, they started last week, I believe, but just remember to take your student evaluations. It helps out, you know, the academic department a lot, and you know, helps your professors and shows them how to improve their classes or what works and what doesn't. So make sure you do those. And then tomorrow, the 19th, Pilates will be held in the dance studio from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And this Thursday, the 21st, from 6 to 7 p.m., the Writing Collaboratory will be holding a session on reflective writing across the disciplines. And for any students at Centenary, the Writing Collaboratory is an amazing program that's offered, and it's free help with essay writing, making outlines, editing, anything involving papers for classes. They help you out from start to finish, and they don't just do the work for you. They let you figure it out, but they just help you along the way. So I think that's a great thing that Centenary has here. So definitely look at their social media, email them if you want to know the calendar of events for the rest of the semester and for the spring semester, if you need help with writing at all. Then, as far as Hackettstown events, a quiet week this week. This Saturday, November 23rd, there will be a Holiday Lights Festival starting at 8 a.m. at the Hackettstown Medical Center. And as we all know, Thanksgiving is already next Thursday. So, there's already been Christmas stuff everywhere, but Christmas will really kick off after that. So I guess they're getting a head start with this Holiday Lights Festival at 8 a.m. And then also Sunday at 3 p.m., there is a Swingadelic Jazz Concert at Rutherford Hall, which is this Sunday. So those are all the events happening on and off campus for this week. Thank you so much for listening to Quill Radio this morning. I'm your host, Katie Peters, and I'll see you next week.